Breakfast Radio News Watch. The truth verified.
There'll be more crime prevention teams on the ground in Inanda in the north of Durban. 377 newly trained community safety members were deployed in the area this week. Newswatch's Kubobonke Luthuli reports.
The recruits come from 11 local wards and present groups like CPF's Neighborhood Watch and the Youth Crime Prevention Desk. They have completed a specialized training program aimed at strengthening local crime-fighting efforts. The area has also received a mobile police station to boost visibility and support local policing. Inanda has often been one of the top 5 areas in the country with high levels of violent crime, particularly murder and rape. KZN Premier Tami Ntuli, who has welcomed the recruit this week, says there is a drop in these crimes following the recent safety interventions in these areas. The Premier has also launched the Inanda Task Team to lead the cleanup drives and tackle root causes of crime. He has applauded residents for taking ownership of safety efforts and responding to calls for active citizenry. Kubobonke Luthuli, East Coast Radio News Watch.
The family of Nathi Mthethwa has confirmed that the repatriation of the late leader will begin soon. South Africa's ambassador to France is understood to have fallen to his death from the 22nd floor of a Paris hotel on Tuesday. A 5-member SAPS team has been deployed to France to help authorities investigate his death. Speaking to Newsroom Africa, family spokesperson Sfiso Buthelezi confirmed receipt of Mthethwa's death certificate. He said his remains have yet to be released pending a post-mortem report by Tuesday.
The death certificate was acquired yesterday. Culturally, there are some cultural rituals that we do when we must take somebody from one place to the other. People who must do it are the Mthethwas. So they'll decide who are those people who must do that. As a Buthelezi, I can't do the Mthethwa rituals. Remember that Pilisi was married to the Mthethwas.
Meanwhile, ANC Secretary General Figile Mbalula says the party fully supports the SAPS team heading to France. He was speaking during the ongoing ANC-NEC meeting in Ekurhuleni.
To lose an ambassador in those circumstances, it shouldn't be something that we take lightly. And the ANC support that, to go to France and ensure that there is no stone that is left. It is beyond them if somebody took their life. But if there is a third hand, that country must equally be held accountable.
And U.S. President Donald Trump has authorized the deployment of troops to Chicago. It's understood a federal agent allegedly shot an armed motorist there yesterday. It comes after a judge blocked the Republican leader's attempt to send the military into Portland, another Democratic-run city. The escalation pits Trump's increasingly militarized anti-crime and migration crackdown against the opposition Democrats, who've accused him of an authoritarian power grab. Chicago and Portland are the latest flashpoints in the Trump administration's rollout of raids following the deployment of troops to Los Angeles and Washington. The top story this hour, there'll be more crime prevention teams on the ground in Inanda after 377 newly trained community safety members were deployed in the area this week. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.